Hi there, all my Israelite brothers and sisters who refuse to eat unclean animals. Praise you, Yahweh, and welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part 3 of Pork and the Unclean. You can follow along with the document by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com.
Pork is found in the Word Studies menu.
In part 2, we learned in Leviticus chapter 10, which is about the laws of personal conduct, that our actions and our worship can make us unclean and common. That swearing by Yahweh's name falsely makes common the name of God. That prostitution defiles your daughters, and the result of whoredom is that the land becomes full of sexual wickedness. Your daughters and the land becomes defiled, desecrated, and common. We see our ancestors sacrificed their children by fire to Moloch. Today it's called abortion. Every state has at least one Planned Parenthood office of Moloch. Our whole country is defiled, made unclean, and contaminated with Canaanite Jewish customs and manners. Chapter 21 shows that we defile ourselves when we adopt the ways of those outside our racial family. The family of Yahweh has a heritage and a way of life, holy and set apart from the ways of all the other racial families of the world. Yahweh commanded us not to adopt their ways. When we do, we become defiled, contaminated, and common. Chapter 22 covered the warning against defiling the priesthood and its ordinances with pagan practices. Catholicism is the worst example of mixing Christianity and all other religions into one. Catholic means universal, one size fits all, rated E for everybody. Today's 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity are also defiled and mixed with Jewish fables, stolen identity, and false doctrines. Churchianity is also rated E for everybody. True Christianity is not for everybody. It's a racial family thing. An inheritance is not for those outside the family. Numbers was more of the same. Things that defile us, touching dead bodies, hygiene, and skin disorders, and such. Deuteronomy was a repetition of the law. We saw that the unclean Israelites and the clean Israelites were permitted to eat whatever their soul lusted after, according to what Yahweh established. And he gave two examples, the roebuck and the hart, clean animals. The churches would have you believe this said you can eat the clean and unclean, whatever you desired. But it was talking about unclean Israelites. They can eat, too, even though they were sick or touched a dead body. We learned in Deuteronomy that our surroundings must be clean and have no uncleanness in it. Uncleanness is contaminating. That if we want deliverance in times of need, we must be holy, which is set apart, which is clean and pure and undefiled and obedient. We saw in Kings that Solomon went after strange women who led him to worship strange gods and building high places and altars to them, an abomination to Yahweh, who hates detestable idols and images. In Ezra and Nehemiah, we saw that purity of genealogy was needed to be shown to be reckoned in the priesthood and as an Israelite. We saw in Nehemiah that the Jewish merchants would come on the Sabbath day to sell their merchandise. Buying, selling, and working on the Sabbath day profanes it, it breaks it. It defiles, desecrates, and makes it common. In the book of Tobit, Tobit was among the captives in Babylon, and he refused to eat unclean animals. He was exalted by his captors. Just as Joseph and Daniel, Tobit did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh during trying times, and was exalted and shown favor. In Job, we see that the hypocrites and the disobedient do not call upon Yahweh when he chastises them. They are considered as the unclean. Unclean in that passage is defined as a male temple prostitute. So, are the churches teaching that male prostitutes are clean now too? We saw that there were no psalms of pork by David. We read a psalm that showed that because we mingle with the other races and learn their works, we become polluted, defiled, and common. We are contaminated by their ways. We also see that abortion back then was performed at the Planned Parenthood offices of Moloch, and Yahweh abhors those who pollute the land with these practices, those who have abortions, and those who agree with abortion. We continue in Proverbs. Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is abomination, an abhorrence to Yahweh, but a just weight is his delight. Deuteronomy 25:15, but you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shall you have, that your days may be lengthened in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. So this law of just weights and measures comes from the Torah. Was it done away with, churches? Or just the ban on eating unclean animals? Proverbs 11:20, they that are of a perverse mind are abomination and an abhorrence to Yahweh, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. So what is in a heart and mind that is an abomination that makes one perverse in their ways? How about any of the 33,000 denominations of perverted churchianity? False doctrine and the belief in it is an abhorrence to Yahweh. You cannot be upright and a delight to Yahweh if you are downright deceived and living the common life. Maybe Solomon liked the pig. He was wise. Let's see what he had to say about pigs. Proverbs 11:22, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The Septuagint reads, as an ornament in a swine's snout, so is beauty to an ill-minded woman. The Geneva reads, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which lacks discretion. The Scriptures reads, like a ring of gold in a pig's snout, is a beautiful woman who lacks good sense. Proverbs 15:9, the way of the wicked is an abomination, an abhorrence unto Yahweh, but he loves him that follows after righteousness. Correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way, and he that hates reproof shall die. Proverbs 15:26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination, an abhorrence to Yahweh, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. Pure is H2889, tahor, tahor, and means pure, clean, clean ceremonially of animals, pure physically, morally, ethically, uncontaminated. Proverbs 16:5, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination, an abhorrence to Yahweh. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Proverbs 17:15, he that justifies the wicked, and he that condemns the just, even they both are an abomination, an abhorrence to Yahweh. Proverbs 26:24, he that hates dissembles with his lips, and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks favorably, believe him not, for there are seven abominations, seven abhorrences in his heart. Psalm 28:3, draw me not away with the wicked, and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Proverbs 28:9, he that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination, his prayer shall be an abhorrence. So what did we learn in Proverbs? The ways of the wicked are an abomination to Yahweh. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to Yahweh. The proud in heart are an abomination to Yahweh. Those who justify the wicked and condemn the just are an abomination to Yahweh. Those who speak lies in the guise of peace are seven times abominable to Yahweh.
So who are these wicked people?
Well, we know the Jews are born wicked, are abominable, and abhorred by Yahweh. We know that those of our own race can be wicked, abominable, and abhorred by Yahweh. But most people do not consider the churches and their pastors and congregants as wicked.
How are they wicked?
Well, if you look at their ways, they are based on Judeo-Christianity, which teaches them to be just believers and not doers. Look at their thoughts. They don't discern between the clean and unclean, or follow the law, or keep the feast days, because they think they are Gentiles under grace, and don't think past that. Look at their proud hearts. They are confident in their own declaration of being saved. Look at their tolerance of wickedness and condemnation of the truth, as they allow homosexuals and race-mixed couples into their congregations. They teach you not to rock the boat, not to offend, or to be a racist. They run from the truth. None of this is what being a Christian is about. Judeo values, just believing, being antinomians, which means against the law, identifying as trans-Gentiles, declaring you are saved, and agreeing with wickedness is not being a Christian. It is defiling yourselves. You become defiled and impure in your ways and thoughts and actions when you live in ignorance, in deception, follow false doctrines, and serve the gods of denominational Christianity.
Gods of Christianity?
Yes. What do you think Jewish Jesus is? Jehovah, the Lord, Black Jesus, Taco, Sushi, and Baby Jesus, the Pope, and the Saints. It matters who and what we worship.
More and more Americans are discovering this new taste sensation, a delectable meat that's rich in essential protein and one of your best sources of B vitamins, iron, and phosphorus, yet lean and not high in calories or cholesterol. It's today's new pork, delicious and so affordable you can enjoy it often. Discover pork yourself in all its sensational variety.
America, you're leaning on pork.
If America is living on pork, then it's not living on the word of Yahweh.
Sirach 31:4. Of an unclean thing, what can be cleansed? And from that thing which is false, what truth can come? An unclean thing is something that was originally unclean, like all the unclean animals, like idols and images, like mixed races. These things cannot be cleansed. A clean thing is something that was originally clean, like all the clean animals, which were for food and for sacrifice, like the Word and the Truth and the Way, like the race of Adam. These things are clean, but they can be defiled, profaned, polluted, contaminated, counted as unclean or impure, and made common. But these things may also be cleansed, made pure, and counted as holy, and set apart again. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, starts out showing how wicked Israel had become. Yahweh was full of their burnt offerings that were nothing but empty and worthless offerings. The people had become idolatrous and race-mixing whores, and their worship was insincere and mixed with paganism. Just like today's churches, our people put on their Sunday's best, put in their hour, and are paid up, prayed up, and waiting to go up. They mixed unholiness with holiness and traded their true identity for a trans-Gentile identity and adopted a Jewish Jesus as their Savior and do things in His name. Isaiah 1:13.
Bring no more vain oblations and ineffective offerings. Incense is an abomination and an abhorrence unto me. The new beginnings, your renewals and revivals, and Sabbaths, the calling of sacred assemblies, I cannot bear any more its iniquity, even the solemn meeting of holiness.
Matthew 15:9. But in vain they, speaking of the churches, do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. They were so unclean at that point, they were profaning the worship of Yahweh just by their presence. Today's churchgoers are profaning their worship of Yahweh by their presence. John 9:31. Now we know that Elohim hears not sinners, but if any man be a true worshiper of Elohim, and does his will, with true knowledge and understanding, him he hears. Isaiah chapter 35 is about the wilderness, a solitary place where the children of Israel rejoice and blossom as a rose. This is speaking of Europe, where our ancestors migrated from through the Caucasus Mountains. The strengthening and gladness came to them through the gospel message, because they were lost sheep of the house of Israel, who were dispersed and walking in darkness and ignorance of who they were and whose they were. Isaiah 35:8. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean and impure shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those who walk in the way, and no fools wander in it. The Septuagint reads, There shall be there a pure way, and it shall be called a holy way, and there shall not pass by there any unclean person, neither shall there be there an unclean way, but the dispersed shall walk on it, and they shall not go astray. The dispersed is a reference to scattered Israelites. The Reformation was just around the corner in which Christianity spread like fire. There were no other races or Jews in the wilderness of Europe. This is why it says there were no unclean people or unclean communities and traditions. Revelation 21:27, And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Back to Isaiah, verse 9. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Who is the redeemed?
The churches and the Gentiles.
No. Only the children of Jacob were married, divorced, bought, sold, reconciled, and ransomed, and are still being tried so we can make it to the wedding feast. Verse 10. And the ransomed of Yahweh shall return to Yahweh, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Okay, the captain has one question for you. Can you handle all this shrimp? Good. Then get yourself to Captain D's right now, because we've got piles of crunchy bite-sized shrimp, loads of big sweet butterfly shrimp, or the mother of all shrimp deals, D's Double Dozen Festival Shrimp. 24 craveable shrimp, plus fries, plus pups, plus slaw, just $3.99. Think you can handle it? Then you know the place.
Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the place which I have prepared. And that place is not Captain D's.
Isaiah 47:6.
I was wroth with my people. I have polluted, profaned, desecrated, defiled, and made common my inheritance, and gave them into the Babylonians' hand. And they showed them no mercy or compassion. Upon the elderly have you very heavily laid your yoke.
Why did Yahweh pollute his people? They were already polluted, defiled, and profaned because they desecrated themselves by idolatry, race mixing, and not walking in the way. They became as common. Common is of the world, desecrated, not set apart. Holiness is set apartness of the Spirit, consecrated, set apart from the world, the other races, unclean foods, and the uncleanness of an idolatrous, impure, and wicked society. When you act as the common, Yahweh will treat you as common. Isaiah 48:1.
Hear you this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Yisrael, and are come forth out of the waters of Yahudah, which swear by the name of Yahweh, and make mention of the Elohim of Yisrael, but not in truth, nor in righteousness.
Yahweh is chastising the children of Israel and the churches because they make mention of the God of Israel, but in ignorance, with misunderstanding and skewed knowledge because of idolatry and 33,000 versions of churchianity and Jewish fables and lies repeated over and over and over. Verse 9.
For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for you, that I cut you not off.
Because of the promises Yahweh made with Abraham and his seed after him, we are not destroyed.
Yay!
His grace and mercy, which is loving commitment and compassion, overrules the penalty of death, which is covered over by the blood of Messiah. But we are punished and refined during this life. Verse 10.
Behold, I have refined you, but not with silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction.
The furnace of affliction is the Babylonian captivity. Today, it's the society molded by Mystery Babylon. Most people and all the churches are unaware that we are all defiled by this system. Verse 11.
For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, profaned, defiled, desecrated, and made common? And I will not give my glory unto another.
Yahweh will not give up on his plan of refinement. We are his works, and the ones who overcome this life by living holy and set apart will make it into the next. Those of us who remain in ignorance in our pew, rebellious, and worshiping a Jewish Jesus will not make it. Isaiah 52:1. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Yerushalayim, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean and impure. This is an end-time prophecy when our lost kinsmen will awaken from the slumber of Jewish deception. Our beautiful garments are our obedience and racial purity. The uncircumcised and the unclean are those outside our race. Circumcision is an Abrahamic covenant. Just because the Jews started to be circumcised in 125 BC and the other races are now circumcised too, does not mean that they are now clean and God's people. And just because lost Israelites were uncircumcised and common does not mean that they were not God's people. The gospel message was the soap which cleaned the common lost sheep when they took hold of the gospel and lived it. Verse 10. Yahweh had made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the land shall see the salvation of our Elohim. Psalm 98:2. Yahweh had made known his salvation, his righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Yisrael. All the ends of the land have seen the salvation of our Elohim. The dispersed of Israel, scattered all over the ends of the land, received the gospel. They abandoned their common ways and learned their true heritage. Isaiah verse 11. Depart you, go you out from here. Touch no unclean or impure thing. Go you out of the midst of her. Be you clean that bear the vessels of Yahweh. The word thing is italicized, meaning it was added by the translators. This part should read, touch not the unclean. The unclean would be those other races that Yahweh demands that we be separate from. We are not to mix with the other races. This is not hate speech, it's love speech. Because how can you love your race if you breed it out of existence? Chapter 56 is about estranged Israel. We become estranged when we stray from the way. When we stray from the way, we follow other ways, which we defile ourselves by. Yahweh's fourth commandment is to keep and honor the Sabbath day. When we don't set it aside, we are counting it as common. We profane it, defile it, and desecrate it by treating it as any other day. We also defile it by worshiping Haimi Jesus and eating pulled pork after a brainwashing session at the local pagan temple. Isaiah 56:1. Thus says Yahweh,
keep you justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of Adam that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting, profaning, defiling, desecrating, and making it common, and keeps his hand from doing any evil.
Sin and false doctrine separates us from Yahweh. Isaiah 59:1. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For the cupped palms of your hands are defiled, polluted with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calls for justice, nor plead for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. The churches are full of iniquity. They are supposed to be the ones that call out the evil and cast it out, as Scripture teaches to. But they would rather obey the government, who gives them their 501-c3 tax-exempt status, and they marry queers and race mixers, and have Ishtar Sunday and Christ Mass ham dinners, and mutter their perverse doctrines of personal salvation.
Oh, I'm saved.
And spread their poisonous filth to others to commonize them and lead them into the same ditch they are in. Yes, it sounds harsh, but it's true. Even though they don't seem evil, and it seems like they are Christians worshiping God, they really aren't. They got the people in their pews, but they are missing all the cues. It's gotten out of hand, 33,000 different hands claiming Christianity. Fables and myths made into believed lies, and believed lies into doctrines made after those lies, and repeated over and over until the truth becomes controversial and hated.
Do you know what's changing? Today's pork, 31% less fat. Pork, the other white meat.
Pork, the other white lie.
Isaiah 63:1. Who is this that comes from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozra? This one that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength.
It is I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
Christ, at his day of vengeance, and his garments are dyed in blood, the blood of Edom. Who is Edom?
Edom is in modern Jewry.
The Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41.
Genesis 36:8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. This is speaking of the Edomite Jews, the ones who murdered Christ, and who the book of Obadiah is about, and who will be as if they never were. Verse 2. Wherefore are you red in your apparel, and your garments like him that treads in the wine fat?
I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain, defile, pollute, and desecrate all my raiment.
Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Elohim. Verse 4 of Isaiah.
For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come.
Desecrate means to divert from a sacred purpose, opposed to consecrate. The children of Jacob are the vessels of mercy. We are the children of God and are the redeemed. The children of Esau are the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, the children of the devil, and are not with or for Yahweh. Yahweh's vesture will be bathed in their blood when he returns. Isaiah 64:5. You meet him that rejoices and works righteousness, those that remember you in your ways. Behold, you are wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. The NSAV and the Scriptures has the end as a question. Shall we be saved? The Septuagint reads, For these blessings shall happen to them that work righteousness, and they shall remember your ways. Behold, you was angry, and we have sinned. Therefore, we have erred. If he was angry with us, we must have sinned. Verse 6. But we are all as an unclean and impure thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Again, thing is in italics, added by the translators. It should read, And we are all become as the unclean, meaning just like the other races, those whom Yahweh demands we must remain separate from. We are not to race mix or adopt their values and customs.
Okay!
Isn't it obvious that multiculturalism does not work?
Yes!
That there is not strength in diversity?
Yes!
That their ways are not ours, and ours not theirs?
Yes!
Has Europe and America been elevated or brought low through racial integration? Has murder, crime, and rape against white people not risen since the unclean arrived?
Yes!
Isn't it obvious that the Jews, who own the media, push integration, open borders, and give rights for the unclean, while the Jews pass laws and agitate the unclean against us?
Yes! Yes!
It's obvious to those of us who are awake, but the churches are blind of this because they have eaten the lies of churchianity, got into bed with the unclean, cast aside God's laws, and have accepted Jaime Jesus, and they love that bacon. When we act like the unclean, when we support the unclean, and when we eat unclean animals, we are considered as the unclean and are numbered with the unclean. It matters what and who we believe.
How many bacon packages do you look at before you find one you like? Well, Oscar Mayer knows just what you're looking for. Bacon that cooks up like this, with nice, even slices and the best balance of fat to lean. At Oscar Mayer, that's the way we select our bacon, too. Before you ever see it, you get consistently high-quality bacon every time. Because we do what you do before you do it. Oscar Mayer, America's best-selling bacon.
How many churches do you look at before you find the one you like? Well, Oscar Messiah knows just what you're looking for. A church that teaches nice happy meal messages, has a balance of preaching and singing. At Oscar Messiah, that's the way we select our congregants, too. Before you ever hear the truth, you get consistent high-quality false doctrine every time, because we defile you before you do it. Oscar Messiah, America's gonna be bacon for mercy.
Isaiah 65:1.
I became manifest to them that asked not for me. I was found of them that sought me not. I said, Behold, I am here to a nation who called not on my name.
The dispersed Israelites lost and forgot their heritage. They found Yahweh through the gospel message later on. Verse 2.
I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walks in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts.
Romans 10:21. But to Yisrael he said,
All the day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
Verse 3 of Isaiah.
A people that provokes me to anger continually to my face, that sacrifice in gardens and burn incense upon altars of brick to devils which exist not, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable foul things in their vessels, which say, Keep to yourself, come not near to me, for I am holier than you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day.
This is no different than the church crowd that declare themselves saved, that eat pork and all sorts of unclean things, and act all pious because they are part of a damning cult. They think they are holy and doing God's work, but in fact and in reality, they are considered unclean, abominable, hypocrites, and reprobate. They have no true knowledge or understanding, and they reject the word of Yahweh because they have adopted the values and beliefs of their denomination. All 33,000 so-called Christian denominations are unclean. It's all porkianity insanity, a circle of lies and false doctrines. The churches are a circus filled with unclean animals. In verse 4,
And broth of abominable things in their vessels
is referring to pig stew. Abomination here is H6292, pigul, and is a foul thing, refuse, unclean, sacrificial flesh. Fetid, F-E-T-I-D, which is a heavy, offensive smell. The Septuagint reads,
And the broth of their sacrifices, all their vessels are defiled.
That would be the cooking and eating vessels, and their own bodily vessels.
Hey kids, have a pencil ready. After the show, we'll tell you how to get a free spaghetti bib.
The mechanics are through. Must be lunchtime. Time for Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Pigul.
Tender-hearted beans. With the bright, full flavor of Campbell's own tomato sauce cooked all the way through. Mmm, good. You'll lose your heart to Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Pigul.
So look for the can with the hearts on the label. Buy Campbell's Tender-hearted
Pigul.
Beans.
Why do you people provoke me to anger by claiming you are saved, while you hide your dirty deeds on Sundays to make a show of your piety, and then go and eat the abominable broth of Campbell's pork and beans? All your vessels are defiled.
Isaiah 66:3.
But the transgressor that sacrifices a calf to me is as he that kills a dog, and he that offers fine flour as one that offers swine's blood. He that gives frankincense for a memorial is as a blasphemer, one that blesses an idol. Yet they have chosen their own ways, and their soul has delighted in their abominations, their disgusting, detestable filth.
All their sacrifices were rejected. A sinner that sacrifices is worthless. First must come acknowledgement and repentance. Verse 4.
I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not.
2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Oh, how my people love pork! They fail at the test of obedience. They fail at the test of seeking truth, studying, knowing my law. They ignorantly and defiantly rebel against me.
It wouldn't really be a test if pork did not taste good. In verse 3, abominations is H8251, shekuts, shekuts, and means a detestable thing, disgusting, idolatrous filth. Their worship was impure, their sacrifices were detestable, and their menu was filled with disgusting unclean animals. Their idolatrous practices were filled with sexual filthiness. You know, Yahweh feels the same way about today's church denominations. Their worship is impure because they worship the Lord, which is Baal. Their offerings are detestable because they use them to continue teaching lies and even send large donations over to Israel, where all the dual citizen children of the devil hide. And after these congregants finish their rituals and learning nothing from their pasteurized pulpit puppet, they go out and delight themselves in some pork and catfish. How can we reach these ignorant, stiff-necked, impure kinsmen of ours? You can't talk to these people. They just won't listen. But they'll listen to their bellies.
Fishing's fun, but for the catch of a lifetime, try McDonald's new crispy catfish sandwich. It's Mississippi farm-raised catfish, hand-filleted, fried to perfection, and served up on a home-style bun with lettuce and a tangy sauce. There's even Cajun-style sauce for folks who like it hot. Net the catch of your life at McDonald's with our new crispy catfish sandwich, large fries, and a medium Coca-Cola Classic. But hurry, don't let this big one get away. At McDonald's for food, folks, and fun.
Isaiah 66:17.
They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst of idol worshippers, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, says Yahweh.
Eating pork is always accompanied with destruction, health problems, curses, and evil. Swine is often associated with Tammuz. The abomination is a detestable thing or idol. The mouse is used in the same sense of attacking, as nibbling, and as an entangler in the sense of a spider weaving a web. It can also mean mice were part of their pagan diet. These are all describing idol worshiping, rites, ablutions, and lustrations, setting themselves apart and cleansing themselves in secret, pretending to make themselves holy, making witches' brew of unclean animals. 1, in verse 17, where it says, in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, could be a reference to the Assyrian sun god, Adad. After one in the midst may be a reference to some middle person or mediator. It could also be a reference to the grove or Asherah poles, which is a carved symbol of the goddess placed next to an altar.
Red Lobster is where America goes for seafood.
Seafood we just don't have at home.
Crab meat Louie, steak and sausage shrimp.
That's why we like to eat out.
Red Lobster.
And the Neptune salad.
Got enough to eat there, big guy.
Will there be anything else?
Nope, everything's fine.
Red Lobster is where America goes for seafood.
If you love
love seafood, this is the place.
If you love Yahweh, Red Lobster is not the place.
In Yirmiyahu, Yahweh is chastising the house of Judah for race mixing and defiling the land with idols. Jeremiah 2:7.
And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled, polluted, and contaminated my land, and made my heritage an abomination and an abhorrence. The priests said not, Where is Yahweh? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit, such as idols and worthlessness.
The people adopted the customs of the Canaanites and race-mixed with them. The same thing can be said of the churches, where the pastors read from the law and teach it was done away with, and they prophesy by Baal, which is the Lord, and they walk after things that do not profit, such as church doctrine and the gospel of Haimi Jesus. The churches teach that we are all one blood, and race mixing is okay because God loves everybody. Well, verses 13 through 37 are all about the abomination of race mixing. Yahweh calls the sin of race mixing hewing out broken cisterns that can hold no water. If you read those verses, it plainly is a rebuke of polluting the holy set-apart seed of your race with another race. The child is a broken cistern, and they cannot be accepted by Yahweh. The child is impure and unclean, desecrated and unholy. It cannot be made clean or pure, because it's contaminated with foreign DNA, different from that of the race of Adam. Yahweh calls them a strange vine. Jude calls them clouds without water, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, and Peter calls them wells without water. Paul explains they are vessels fitted to destruction. The product of race mixing is a sin that cannot be washed. Verse 22.
For though you wash you with nitre and take you much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says Yahweh Elohim.
A race-mixed child is a broken cistern. Yahweh created the horse and the donkey, not the mule. Verse 23.
How can you say, I am not polluted, defiled, or contaminated? I have not gone after Baalim. See your way in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift dromedary, a she-camel, traversing her ways.
The Septuagint reads,
How will you say, I am not polluted, and have not gone after Baal? Behold, your ways in the burial ground, and know what you have done. Her voice has howled in the evening.
These are references to breeding. Israel would breed with anything, rendering their children broken cisterns, racial aliens, impure and unclean. Verse 24.
A wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffed up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her.
Persistence of fornication with non-Israelites. Proverbs 30, verse 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. We are living in that generation now. Race mixing is glorified, and speaking against it is a hate crime. Our countries are filthy and an abhorrence to Yahweh. Jeremiah 16:17.
For my eyes are upon all their ways, they are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled, profaned, desecrated, polluted, and made common my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable, filthy, and abominable things.
Idolatry was a major desecration back then. The land, houses, temples, and hearts and minds of the people were filled with idolatry. So much idolatry, it attracted scavenger and carrion birds to the carcasses of the sacrificed. Everything was made common, was desecrated, profaned, and defiled. Jeremiah 32:30.
For the children of Yisrael and the children of Yehuda have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Yisrael have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, which made idols, says Yahweh. For this city has been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Yisrael and of the children of Yehuda, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Yehuda, and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. And they have turned unto me the back, and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations and detestable idols in the house which is called by my name, to defile, pollute, and contaminate it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Moloch, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination, this abhorrence of child sacrifice, to cause Yehuda to sin.
The fires of Moloch are the Canaanite practices of sacrifice, throwing their children into the fire for sacrifice. The Jews still practice this today, among other abominable practices, such as circumcision by teeth, child ritual sex murder sacrifice, and child traumatization to desensitize them through shock and fear. Throwing your children into the fires of Moloch is practiced legally today as abortion. Guess who's behind the legalization of abortion? Satan's Jewish children.
People.